not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Had a little mystery going on behind the scenes here on the show yesterday. We kept getting these texts to the Club PXY Safe text line. It definitely seemed like it was a person who thought they were texting another person.
That's always awkward, right? And it happens more often than not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a mistake. Other times, like it seemed like yesterday was the case.
Mm-hmm.
They had actually had no idea that they were even making a mistake.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's like a regular texter to the show and they just bring up like the wrong number in their phone and they're
right.
Texting about what to grab at the grocery store, their significant other and stuff like that. But this person, I could best describe it as what appeared to be like forced small talk. It's what was coming down.
Right.
And my curiosity got the better of me. I could have just let it lie and just kind of moved on, but curiosity got the better of me. So I reached back out and informed them of who they were actually texting. And we
sure.
got to the bottom of things. This gentleman who seemed very nice, he took things in stride to his credit, said he thought he was texting a woman he met over the weekend. So apparently what had happened was she gave him the radio station number instead of her real number, which kind of on him, like 585-222-9800.
That's
quite a unique number that you have. Wow.
Right?
That's crazy. So he obviously was unfamiliar with the show. Hopefully, maybe he'll listen now. He's probably listening now. Now that we're talking about him. But leads us to our Savage or Sensible for today. Giving someone a fake phone number instead of just saying you don't want to give them your number. And you could jump in early. 585-222-9800. That is our number.
That is our number.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That is not anyone else's number.
Not a fake number. It's an actual number. You can call or text. Make sure you tag your name if you do text in. And the poll is up at 98pxy.com or just by texting in the keyword vote. Again, to that text line number. A lot of people.
You're saying, Corey.
Yeah.
You're saying that this is sensible.
I am. Can I preface all of this by saying it's even more sensible to have it sent to us? Because part of the savagery, I guess, potential savagery of this would just be giving out a random number, right? Like, you don't know who you're sending this person to.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a little savage. I actually don't mind the fact that this woman gave this dude the request line.
Really?
Like, at least she knew he was going to come bug us and not just some complete stranger.
Right.
I'm not against this, by the way, as a thing. If you find yourself in this position... If you want to give out a fake number, just give them
up. It just seems too good, right? It just seems like, oh yeah, my number is 585-222-9800. Like, just rattling it off fast.
It's also on them to maybe like raise an eyebrow to that.
Right.
Maybe she thought that he would have known and it was like a joke. I don't know. Either way, though, moving past that aspect, the sensible aspect of this that I find, a lot of people are saying sensible on Facebook right now, but they're coming from the perspective of the person giving the number, right? Which I totally get, makes sense. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes guys can be a little too aggressive, not saying that this guy was.
Right.
It's just easier, right?
Or like, you get stuck in like, what I like to call the Venus flytrap, right?
Okay.
It's like, can I have your number? No. Well, why not?
Yeah.
You got a boyfriend?
It's a whole thing, right?
Yeah, you know, like you're almost being interrogated.
It's a whole line of questioning.
It's
like,
here, just have 98PXY's number.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just easier. It's like, shut up, sit down.
But I'm going to go sensible from this, from the perspective of the person receiving the number. Because if there's anything I know from my life, it's rejection. All right. I've been rejected a lot. So there's different forms of rejection. And I would say the sensible aspect of giving someone a fake phone number is that you are allowing them to experience that rejection by themselves in private as opposed to just in public.
Like, okay.
Right?
In front of all your buddies.
Yes.
And then your ego smashed.
Right.
It's just absolutely annihilated.
If anything, this woman saved this guy a little bit of dignity. Right? That's why I'm that's where I'm coming from. That's why I'm saying sensible. Do you agree or disagree, Breeze?
I agree with you in that sense, but also, Corey, you also say it's never okay to lie.
Yeah.
So I would say that this is definitely a bold-faced lie.
Oh, it's
someone else,
yeah.
Someone else's number. I'm still going to go savage because would you do this or would you rather have this done to you? Because you just said no stranger to rejection, but would you go out of your way to give someone who you maybe weren't, I mean, whatever. It's not going to work now because you're married, but blah, 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 blah. If you weren't, but would you do this? I feel like you would because you wouldn't
give
have the balls
number.
To do confrontation whatsoever when it comes
no.
to this.
I'm feeling a lot, if you're going to put me in that situation, like Tara on her Facebook page that says, that's going sensible, but also says I could never do it, would give my real number, then ignore calls and texts and feel terrible about doing it. That's probably the route that I would go. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go savage all day.
Okay.
Savage all day. Mm-hmm. Just man up. Just because the more you do it and the more practice you get, the more ready you'll be for the next time yourself in that situation.
Just cutting people's hopes and dreams down.
Smashing it.
Seeing the
slam dunk.
Seeing the life just removed from their eyes as you're
brah.
No. Yeah. Nope. No thanks, dude. No,
I'm good.
You're
it's not, a no for me, dog.
Yeah, no, you're not good enough for me. That's essentially what you're saying. You're not good enough for me to even consider this. That's what you're saying when you do that. I don't have it in me. I can't. If you want to jump in, getting a bunch of texts right now, you can
just
call
to 585-222-9800.
Savage or sensible, giving someone a fake phone number instead of just saying you don't want to give them yours. A lot of people voting on our Facebook page. You can jump in now too, 585-222-9800 if you want to call or text into the show. Seeing a lot of people voting sensible. And the basis for that is them saying that people can get, specifically, some guys can be aggressive, and that this is just a safer option. You're removing yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to
I agree on that
sense. And your resources.
I definitely agree on that sense, but I think that just because there are guys like that out there, and I'm not saying all guys, but there are guys like that out there, you need to be well-equipped and ready to go for the next time you encounter someone like that. So I think practice makes perfect with anything in life, whether it be shutting down a creep or, you know, practicing knitting. I don't care what it is.
So
practice makes perfect.
Breeze, you had a theory that the more you say no, the easier it gets. This texter disagrees, says, I say no all the time. They just try harder over time. So maybe not. A couple of people saying savage, though. This texter, I say savage because clearly you were vibing with a person all nighter. For them to even ask for your number. I also don't know
that's
if I agree
not
with
even,
that.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Yeah. People shoot their shot all the time without even like any warning at all.
This person says maybe you should just not lead people on. Yeah, again, I think it's a subjective thing of if you were vibing or not.
Okay, this one. Savage. That's the problem with the world. One of those texts. Just be straightforward and be done with it. If the person on the other end can't accept it, then they have so much growing up to do.
Yeah, but if that puts you in a potentially dangerous or uncomfortable situation.
Oh, now we're in danger.
What about this? Yeah. I mean, aggressive? I'm violent or worse?
Now all of a sudden, Joe from You weighing in.
What's that?
Joe from You, the show.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. How about this? Here's a happy medium. This texter. I used to write my number on a piece of paper or something like that, all jumbled up. And if they really wanted to talk to me, they could figure out the puzzle.
Oh my gosh.
What an absolute power move. Wow.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, seriously. Well, let's grab this. 222-9800. Tabby and Rochester jumping in for today's Savage or Sensible. Giving someone a fake phone number instead of just saying you don't want to give them your number. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's not nice to do if, you know, the person's nice, but sometimes you go out to a bar or a club and someone can be so aggressive.
Sure.
Sometimes you just have to resort to desperate measures.
Right. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people making that comment on our Facebook page.
Yeah, they're saying, like, if you're vibing with this person all night and eventually it leads to them asking for your number and then you do it, that's a different story than if someone just comes out of nowhere and is like, yo, what it do, baby boo, give me your number.
Right. Yeah. I guess it depends, though, because, like, we've been vibing all night is a matter of perspective and it's a subjective thing. Like, the guy could be thinking you've been vibing all night, but just you being polite and responding is him interpreting it as vibing, when in reality, like, there's no interest there.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this or not, but women are really good at faking it, so.
Oh, I know.
I think if the person is, like, less aggressive, though, then totally give your number and be like, listen, like, I like you, but not in that area.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, I guess. But also, what do you think of my point that if you're going to reject someone, isn't it kinder to let them be rejected in a private setting versus in public with people around?
I think it depends on if you know the person.
Yeah.
Or if you feel like they're with a big group of friends.
Okay, so time Sometimes and place kind of thing.
Sometimes it'll hurt their ego.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Right. Oh, trust me. Oh, I know. Thank God I'm married. I don't have to just suffer through that over and over again. All right, hey, thanks for the phone call, and you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, you have a great one. Bye. A few more texts coming in here, Breeze, before we get to the poll at 585-222-9800. This texter, OMG, tell him you don't give out your number, but take his number. Every guy knows that trick. Every guy's onto that trick. Sorry.
I love how we're talking about, like, you know what hurt his ego? Like, I don't really care that much.
Screw their feelings. He's a man. He should be able to
There's
take it.
There's a difference between ego and feelings. We should be walking on eggshells for someone's ego.
None of us walk on eggshells.
Also, one more thing.
Yeah.
You know the whole line of, like, you're pushing, trying to get this person's number.
Yeah, maybe don't
push. And
then
all of a sudden they are like, no. Or they're just straight up like, no. And then they're like, whatever, you were ugly anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, good talk.
You can't break up with me, I'm breaking up with you. Right. Beat him to it. A couple more texts coming through. This texter, hilarious, as someone who used to do this, it's sensible all the way. I would give up my twin brother's number and he would get the creepy late night texts. Another person did the same exact thing. I would give my brother's number so he would tell me if they called, and he'd turn them down for me.
Wow.
This person saying sensible, but instead of the text line, have fun. And there's apparently a number you can do. It plays a song. Oh, 867-5309. Yeah. I feel like everyone's onto that, though, right?
It depends on how drunk you are.
Okay. I guess that's probably fair as well. All right, let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Thanks for all the votes. That's where you can always go to vote for Savage or Sensible. Today, Savage or Sensible, giving someone a fake phone number instead of just saying you don't want to give them your number. According to the people voting, 75% say it is sensible. I kind of want to encourage, if you're going to do this, just use our number, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great content for the show.
The only savage aspect I see of this is if you just use a random number, like, you're just dumping this person onto someone else.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little savage.
Like your neighbor number, or your number neighbor, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, the number neighbor, yeah. Don't do that. Just send them to us. We'll let them down very easily for you.
Sure.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.